A pit bull.
Yes.
You want to tell me what happened?
A painful surprise on a friend's porch.
The dog jumped on the screen door and came out and went straight towards me and bit my arm. And then I tried to turn around and get away, and it bit my leg, and I fell on the grass.
The two bites required stitches.
Then this dad adds insult to injury.
They took your dog away, and you want them to pay you $1,500 for the value of the dog.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Denise Shaw and her daughter, 15-year-old Kiala, are suing the father of Kiala's friend, George Crawford, for medical bills due to a dog attack.
Order. All rise.
Case number 158 on the calendar, the matter of Shaw versus Crawford.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Shaw, this is your daughter.
Yes.
The defendant's dog, that would be your dog.
Yes.
Bit Mrs. Shaw's daughter. And Mrs. Shaw wasn't there when it happened.
Right.
You weren't there when it happened, correct?
I was there.
You didn't see it happen.
No, I did not. I was right upstairs.
You didn't see it happen.
No.
So you weren't there when your dog bit.
When the actual incident happened, no.
But this is your son.
Yes.
And he was there.
Yes.
So whatever you wrote in your answer, you got from your son.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where did you get the dog from?
I got the dog from Underdog Rescue.
And the dog is a pit bull?
Yes.
Do you know how old the dog was when you got him?
About 2.5 years old.
Okay. Now, your first name is?
Talik.
Now, Talik, I want you to tell me how you know this young lady.
From school.
She a friend of yours?
Yes.
And your dog bit her on which date? Do you remember?
No.
Do you remember?
June 13th.
Before June 13th, do you remember how many times she had been to your house?
Maybe 2 or 3 times, but not really, like, inside.
I want you to keep your voice up, otherwise I'm going to make you come and sit here. It's better for you away from me.
Okay. About 2 or 3 times when they would pick me up.
So they'd come pick you up. Now, how long have you had your dog?
1.5 or 2 years.
So they've come to your house when the dog is there.
Yeah, but they haven't seen the dog.
Yes, she
they
did.
They didn't see the dog.
Yes, she did. She just admit.
Don't speak.
Okay.
So you've had the dog about 1.5 years.
Yes.
Had you ever seen the dog before?
Yes.
How many times?
Once.
And when was that?
I'm not sure.
Was it a week before, a day before, two weeks before?
A couple of days before.
A couple of days before the 13th of June?
Yes.
Tell me what happened a couple of days before.
We went to the beach.
Who went to the beach?
Me, Talik, and Savannah. And we were dropping Talik off, and we wanted to see his dog, because I've never met it before, and I just pet it, and that was it.
He took you into the house?
No.
You went yourself?
No.
Don't speak. I want you to tell me, where did you meet the dog?
Outside.
Outside. How did the dog get outside?
It was on a leash.
And who was holding the dog?
Talik's dad.
So you were holding the dog when they saw the dog a couple of days before, is that correct?
I didn't have to hold her. The kind of leash she was on was a leash that attaches to the house.
The dog was controlled.
Controlled by a snap of a finger.
Controlled.
Yes.
Constant.
I was
Colin,
there.
Listen. Did the dog have a leash on or not?
Yes.
Fine.
It was a leash.
The dog had a leash a couple of days before, and that's when you met the dog, when Talik's father was controlling the dog with a leash.
Yes.
And didn't have any trouble.
No.
Now, on June 13th, what were you doing going to his house?
We walked to Talik's house to get a shirt for him to tie-dye.
Do you know what they're talking about?
Yes.
Great. Tell me.
We went to my house to get a shirt to tie-dye because...
You went together?
Yes. Well, I was ahead of them when I was biking because I wanted to get the shirt and then get Charity on the leash and stuff before they got there so she could be in control.
Just a second. The word is editorialized. That means don't answer any more than what I'm asking you.
Okay.
You were with the girls?
Yes.
And your plan was to tie-dye shirts that day?
Yes.
And where were you going to tie-dye the shirts?
Savannah's house.
And you were on your bike?
Yes.
They were walking?
I was rollerblading.
You were rollerblading?
Yes.
And how were you getting there, Savannah?
I was walking.
So, you got there first. Did you get the tie-dye shirt?
Yes.
Now, where did you have to go to get the shirt?
Up to my dad's room.
So you entered the house, you went upstairs to get the shirt, right?
Yes.
Now, we're going to follow this very slowly. You got the shirt, and then you had to come down the stairs.
Yes.
And what happened when you came down the stairs?
I was calling for Charity to come downstairs because they were still asking for...
No. You were hollering for...
Charity to come down the stairs.
Charity is the dog.
Yes.
So you were on your way downstairs. You have the shirt in one hand, and you're calling for your dog, Charity, to come downstairs to see them again.
Yes.
And what happened next?
I went to the kitchen, back to the kitchen, and I put my phone on the counter, and I...
Well, what were you doing in the kitchen? Had you come in through the kitchen door?
No. I wanted to get something to eat before we walked back.
Just a second. So you called the dog to come down with you, and instead of taking the dog out the front door, which is the way you came in, right?
Yes.
You went to the kitchen to get a nibble, put your phone down on the counter, and then what happened?
I went back to and put Charity on her leash and forgot that I had my phone
on
the counter.
Okay, so you ate something?
No.
So you didn't eat anything?
No, there wasn't.
So you went to the kitchen for nothing?
Yes.
And then Charity is down... Don't speak. Then Charity is downstairs?
Yes.
And you went from the kitchen to where?
To put Charity on her leash at the front door.
So Charity was at the front door?
Yes.
You leave your phone in the kitchen and you go to the front door. Why?
To put Charity on her leash because they were still asking for her to come out.
You've already been in the kitchen, sir. You went to the kitchen to get something to eat. Something changed your mind. You want to tell me what changed your mind?
There was nothing to eat.
Did the dog bark?
Did the what?
Did the dog bark?
No.
So you're telling me that you went into the kitchen to get something to eat, and for no reason, you decided to go to the front door to put the dog on the leash. Is that what you're telling me? I just want you to get it straight from you, Tariq.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now I want you to tell me what happened.
Well, when Tariq was getting the shirt inside, me and Savannah were waiting outside.
Outside his house?
Yes.
Is there a front porch on his house, or is it just a door?
Yeah, there's a porch.
Were you on the porch?
Yes.
And was the door open or closed?
The screen door was closed.
But the wooden door was open?
Yes.
So the only thing that was separating you from the house is a screen door?
Yes.
Tell me what happened next.
The dog jumped on the screen door and came out and went straight towards me and bit my arm. And then I tried to turn around and get away, and it bit my leg, and I fell on the grass.
Okay. So you were bitten in two places?
Yes.
And the two bites required stitches?
Yes.
Now, you go to the front door to put your dog, listen to me carefully. I don't care about your father, because if something's not true, it doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Great. You left the kitchen without your snack. You went to the front, and what happened?
Well, before I was at the front door, they were, like, not really making loud noises, but they were kind of, like, talking, I think, and I think that's what kind of...
I don't care what you think.
Okay.
What you think is irrelevant to me. The reason that you went to the front door, sir, not because you think anything. The reason that you went to the front door was what?
To let Charity out.
When you got to the front door, what did you see?
Charity was already out of the front door. I had to run.
So when you got to the front door, the dog was already out the front door and had already bitten her.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Perfect.
So far, yes.
Not so far, because your son, who you relied on for your answer, because at least to your credit, you didn't say, I saw anything. Because what you wrote in your answer was, the girls were tormenting the dog, kicking the door, which caused the dog to become protective and lurch at them. And not only that, but you have a counterclaim, and your counterclaim is that they took your dog away and you want them to pay you $1,500 for the value of the dog. When the truth is, according to your son, what he just told me, pay careful attention.
I am.
According to your son, what he just told me was, he doesn't know what happened. Because by the time he got to the front door, the dog was already outside and had already bitten her. And it doesn't make sense to me that this young man went to the kitchen to get a snack and then left his phone there without his snack and went to the front door unless he heard a commotion.
Exactly.
And the commotion he heard was what happened when Charity got out of the door and attacked her.
Yes.
That's what he heard.
Yes.
No taunting, no banging, no nothing.
That's not
judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. The claim's dismissed. That's
all. Thank
you,
Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She didn't tell the truth that she ran screaming?
No. I was standing there.
That's the normal reaction for the dog?
It was really scary.
To react as far as that being our home?
The dog just biting my leg and...
The dog is dead now?
Just the blood after it bit me.
I'm happy for the plaintiffs.
I'm scared of big dogs.
Whatever the judge decided, that's her decision.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of DePauri versus Arricchio. Step forward.
19-year-old Alexandra DePauri and her mother, Karen, are suing Alexandra's former friend, 19-year-old Dami Arricchio, for stealing clothes belonging to Alexandra and her sister.
Ms. DePauri, these are your two daughters,
yes.
Correct? Stand up next to your mother. And the defendant was a longtime childhood friend of your daughters, both of them. You've known each other for how long?
18 years.
And you visited her home?
Yes, ma'am.
And she visited your home?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a key to their house?
No.
Did you ever?
No.
Do you have a key to her house?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me, who gave you the key to her house?
Her mother.
So that if you ever needed a place, you would have a place. So her
yes.
mother trusted you?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. This is what the case is about. Ms. DePauri, it is your claim that the defendant stole clothes from your daughters. Now, you have no personal knowledge of that whatsoever. All you know is you bought clothes, and then you didn't see the clothes.
No. Well...
You have no personal knowledge of whether the defendant stole any clothes from your daughters. All you know is that the clothes that you bought... and
yes.
paid for were not there anymore, and some of them were found in the defendant's home.
Correct.
So you don't know whether there was this exchange of clothes, which is what you say happened.
Yes.
Or theft of the clothes by your friend. And since these are standing next to their mother, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Now, all these clothes that are sitting here as evidence, I assume, were found in your house.
Yes.
And you acknowledge that those clothes belong to these two young ladies?
Yes.
Now you're going to tell me how they came to be in your house. Don't look down there.
Well.
Look here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm in shock. What we're talking about is taking a young person and ruining their reputation over a pair of leggings and a sweater that has fuzzballs.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 19-year-old Alexandra DePauri is accusing former friend Dami Arricchio of stealing clothes belonging to her and her sister. Dami is countersuing for false allegations.
Now you're going to tell me how they came to be in your house.
Allie and I have been friends since we were in diapers.
I know how long you've been friends. I got the whole story.
Yes.
How did those clothes get to your house?
Okay, the sweater I borrowed from Allie. She let
me
borrow it. I don't know the exact
date. Well, tell me the circumstances around Allie. Raise your hand, Allie.
We were going out one night, and she let me borrow that sweater. I asked for her permission, and she said yes. The skirts, I asked for the skirts because I was going to a dinner with my mother, and I asked her if I can borrow a skirt, and she said yes. And those are her sister's skirts.
Sister's skirts?
Yeah.
How did you get those? Her clothes. How long did you have possession?
Maybe a couple weeks or a month.
Could it have been longer than a month?
Yes.
Could it have been 3 months?
Yes.
Why didn't you return them?
Well, I'm a full-time student. I have a full-time job, and I'm a cheerleader. She has a full-time job. I don't really, like, have time. She could have called me whenever she wanted to come pick them up.
Well, if you borrowed the skirt to go out to dinner with your mother,
mm-hmm.
and you went out to dinner with your mother, I'm sure that you were at their house again after you had dinner with your mother. Then you bring the skirt back.
Yes.
But you didn't.
No.
Why?
Forgot, maybe.
Okay. How old are you?
19.
Now, when your mother asked you where these things were, Allie, what did you tell her?
I said I didn't know, and I would ask Dami, because at the time, Dami was the only one who I was exchanging clothes with back and forth.
So you said you would ask the defendant where the clothes were because you and she were exchanging clothes. Now, the word exchange means you would take clothes from her.
Yes.
And she would take clothes from you.
Yes.
Okay. So did you ask her?
Yes, I did.
When did you ask her?
Beginning of April.
Okay. So you asked her for what the beginning of April?
The clothes.
What clothes?
I asked her for...
Look at me. Don't look at me. What clothes?
I asked her for the Victoria's Secret bathing suit, and I asked her for both pairs of leggings, and that's all I knew that was missing.
Bathing suit and leggings, that's what you had lent her?
Yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The leggings, no. Leggings, I did not lend her. The Victoria's Secret bathing suit, I believe I let her borrow maybe once, but I thought we got it back, and I asked her if she had it. And she said, I will check, but I don't think I do. Then I asked her a week after that, and she said, no, I don't. Then a week after that, me and Damie went to a pool party, and she was wearing the bathing suit that I asked if she had, and she said no.
Judge continues in a moment.
The key to her house was not given to her for the purpose of going in and ferreting out evidence. So in actuality, that's a crime.
Real people, Judy. Dandra DePauri is accusing Amy Arikio's belonging to and her sister. Damie is countersuing false allegations.
Go ahead.
So, me being upset, her house having a key, I went over to her house, looked in Sue, and my had, and I had items of mine and my sister's.
There, that you recollection her?
Yes.
Okay. Now, first name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Yes. Okay. They okay?
The leggings are not. They were washed in the dryer, which is something you are told not to do because it ruins the lycra and then they stick.
Okay,
and
so ruined. We have a pair of leggings. Everything else okay?
Yes.
Great. And what about your stuff, the sweater?
The sweater was, I'm assuming, washed and dried because it has fuzz balls all over it. There's threads hanging.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now I'm talking to you, Ms. DePauri.
Yes.
Did you actually call the police to have her arrested for theft?
No, I never said that I wanted her arrested.
But did you call the police?
I did call the police.
Why?
Because I was really upset because Damie had said that she didn't have these items, and then she wore them in front of her after she said she didn't have.
You mean she wore the bathing suit in front of her? She has a bad memory. I don't understand. I mean, I'm, quite frankly, I'm in shock. Not at the girls, you know, not even if the defendant's a little bit of a klepto. Because teenagers do those things. You know, they don't even think about it. Oh, I like that sweater. I think I'll take it. And they throw it in their bag. They have a key to the house. They into her house. Because the key to her house was not given to her for the purpose of going in and ferreting out evidence. The key to the house was given to your daughter for the purpose of an emergency. So in actual, that's a crime. Criminal trespass is a crime because that's what she acknowledged to me just now that she did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, do you think that I would call the police and say, well, she actually committed the crime of criminal trespass by going into the house because it was not for the purpose that the key was given to her, but it was for another purpose for which she had no permission? What we're talking about is taking a young person and ruining their reputation over a pair of leggings that was put in a dryer and a sweater that has fuzz balls. I actually think you're outrageous.
No.
For that, you're getting a buck. Thank you very much. That's my verdict. You get a dollar.
Pardon your excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm a drug addict. I'm trying to just turn over a new leaf.
Her fresh start didn't end well.
They were destroying my house. There's domestic violence in the house.
Next Judge Judy.
I don't understand why you would sue your best friend.
The fact that she lied to me, I mean, I'm not gonna steal from my friend that I've been friends with for 18 years. I asked her if she had the swimsuit. She said no.
I mean, I told her I was wearing it. She knows, so I don't know.
And then she wore it blatantly in front of me.
It's a bathing suit. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Victoria's Secret, you can go buy one for 40 bucks.
Oh, there is no friendship.
It's done, for sure.
My friends don't backstab me.
Not to borrow clothes.